Hi, this is Laura. Welcome to the SOAS series. This recording is for strengthening the psoas. Begin on your back in the rest position. So knees are bent, feet are a little bit wider than hip distance apart, and the knees drop in until they touch. Just take a few deep breaths and allow yourself to release back into your released psoas. Hopefully you've already begun with the releasing recording so that your psoas is already in a released position. It's always nice to come back, though. Return to this rest before you move on. Make sure you re-engage that relaxation. Now, go ahead and separate the knees so they're back to hip width and bring the feet in so the heels are aligned with the sit bones. And we're going to slowly extend the right leg. Now, before you do so, make sure you know where the pelvis is resting. And the pelvis stays perfectly still as you extend the leg out. So we'll let the heel slide out on the floor as you extend the leg and keep the pelvis level. And then reach the leg from the lower back. Now in a moment, we're going to begin lifting the leg. I want you to pay attention to a couple of things as you do so. The first is that the lower back stays exactly where it is, so you're not going to arch the lower back off the floor. This is when the abdominal muscles, particularly the core torso muscles, become very helpful. They will hold the torso so the lower back stays in its natural, neutral, and safe position. The second thing you want to pay attention to is where the lift of the leg is coming from. You want to engage the psoas. Now remember, the psoas is attached to the very top of your inner thigh. So as we lift the right leg, you want to feel it at the very top of the inner thigh of your right leg. If you feel it right to the center of your quadricep or your thigh, or if you feel it lower down in the inner thighs, the wrong muscles are being engaged, and you want to just stop where you are right then and begin to find that psoas muscle. You don't want to continue doing leg lifts from the wrong place. We want to learn how to get to the psoas. So if you're still feeling it for someplace other than the psoas, step back, do more release for the psoas, get more in touch with the integration between the leg and the torso before you proceed. Okay, so now that the right leg is straight, we know about supporting the lower back so it stays in its neutral position, and we know about where the lift is supposed to come. All I want you to do is begin to lift a little bit and notice the muscle that begins to contract. Is it coming from the upper inner thigh? Is it coming from the quadricep or lower down in the inner thighs? Make sure it's coming from the upper inner thigh. And if it is, proceed. And if it is not, step back a little bit and go back to the release. So begin to lift from that upper inner thigh. And just take it about 3 inches off the floor. And then slowly take it back down. And again, take it a little bit off the floor. Now, as you do so, pay attention to the torso. Is the lower back staying down in its neutral curve? Take it back down. And go ahead and bring the leg back up. Are you able to breathe? The lifting of the leg, go ahead and take the leg back down. Okay, and then just rest. The lifting of the leg doesn't come from the abdominals. The abdominals are only being used to support the back. So as you lift the leg, the abdominals shouldn't need to engage more deeply. You should be able to breathe effortlessly throughout with the torso only being used to support the lower back. Now bend the right knee, slide that right heel in, and then take the left leg out, slide the heel out, and reach through the leg, integrating the leg with the torso if you can, really feeling that extension from the lower back. Again, now the torso is engaged to support the lower back. You're going to begin to lift the leg and just see, does it come from the psoas? Does it come from way up high on the inner thigh? And if it does not, if it comes from the quadricep or lower down in the inner thighs or somewhere else, stop. Go back to the release podcast. Spend more time there. Wait until you truly can feel the integration before you proceed. If you are feeling from the psoas, let's do the three lifts now. So you're going to slowly lift the left leg up, just about a little bit off the floor here, and then take it back down. We're just waking up the psoas. And again, take it back up and down. And one more time, take it back up and take it down. All right, good. Now bend the knees, slide the heel in. Slowly take the right leg out, slide it out. Again, feel the integration. Good, and then begin to lift from the psoas. Bring it up and take it all the way to 90 degrees. If you can, check that the pelvis doesn't move and slowly take it back down. If you have really tight hamstrings, you may find the pelvis will begin to tip. You've gone as far as you can if you feel that. Before the foot touches the floor, come right back up from the upper inner thigh, from your psoas. Lower back stays off the floor, take it back down. Breathe. In control. And then come back up. And take it back down. Last one. All right, bend the knee, slide the heel in. Take the left leg out, slide it out. And again, beginning to lift from the upper inner thigh, bring the leg up only as far as you can without tipping the pelvis, then slowly take it back down. Pay attention to the abdominals. Again, make sure you can breathe. Come back up. Slow and controlled. Best way to work this muscle. And take it back down. And again, come back up. And take it back down. Fabulous. And then bend the knees, slide the heel back in. Now, if that felt fine and you're ready to go more deeply, we'll take it to the next step. If that was a lot of work, just keep doing those and stay at that level until you feel ready to move further. If you're ready to move further, we're going to add the arms and we're going to move the legs equally at the same time. So you're going to bring your arms up and overhead, and as always when you reach the arms, you want to reach them from the lower back. So feel that extension coming from the lower back. Really get a firm extension through your arms. This will help you keep the torso where it needs to be. Now, we're going to begin with bent knees. So with the knees bent, you're going to slowly bring both of them up at the same time. Now, engage that upper inner thigh. The lower abdominals will want to take over here. I want the upper inner thigh to do the work as you bring the legs up. And keep the feet flexed. And then slowly take them back down. Feel it come from the upper inner thigh. Come back up. And back down. Keep breathing. And back up, and then back down. Good. Now, if that was easy, go ahead and straighten the legs a little bit more. Take them to about 45 degrees. And again, from the upper inner thigh, come up. And take it back down. And back up. And back down. And back up. And back down. Excellent. Now, if you want to go the whole enchilada, legs are straight, lie flat. Now, for a moment, I want you to feel the extension from the feet out through the fingertips, just like we did in the release, so that the pelvis is level. If the pelvis is tipped here, there is no way that you can engage the psoas safely and effectively to start the legs. You need to get to a place where that pelvis can be level and the lower back can be in its neutral and safe position to lift the legs. If you're there, go ahead from the upper inner thighs, begin to bring the legs up. Only as far as you can without tipping the lower back down to the floor, and then come back down slowly from the upper inner thighs. And again, come back up. And back down. And one more time, come up. and go back down. Slowly bend the knees, slide the heels in, release the arms, and just take a few breaths. Feel free to do more if you'd like. Thank you for joining me. Namaste.